And I want to bring in one of our, yesterday we had former U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on talking about this, but we have another former U.S. Cabinet member, U.S. Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, joining us. Good morning, New Hampshire, on our network of stations, GMI Studios. Good morning.
Good morning, Jack. How are you?
Good. Good to have you back on. Where are you joining us from?
Well, I'm in Michigan currently, but traveling to New Hampshire today and looking forward to the forum that we're going to have in Concord this afternoon.
Well, you're from Michigan. Tell us about the forum and what you hope to accomplish. And I have a lot of questions for you just about the concerned parents out there that feel like they're not being heard as much as they should be by their local school boards on back-to-school protocols. What about the forum?
Well, the forum is really to help promote awareness and enhance support for parental school choice, for parents being able to find the right fit for their children's education. You know, this last year and a half with the pandemic, I think families have realized even more keenly than ever that there are many situations where their kids just simply aren't getting what they need. And we're going to highlight the kinds of programs and options that are happening right there in New Hampshire as well as across the country, and really advocate for families to be able to have those options and find those right fits for their kids. As you know, the New Hampshire recently passed and has just put into effect the Education Freedom Count Grant, so families can access resources, funds to enhance or support their kids' learning with tutoring or internet connectivity or choosing a different school that's a better fit for them or special education services or online learning courses and programs. So there's a whole variety of things that can be accessed, and giving families the important part, the important tool that they need to have more options and choices for their kids.
You are listening to the former Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos. I want to ask you a question. We've talked a lot on this show recently about parents feeling like they've been boxed out of the process with local school boards, and that's a big subject. But I want to ask you, and you really, during your time as Secretary, you pushed a lot of choice in education, and we in New Hampshire have charter schools, part of our public schools. We have Portsmouth Christian Academy, Catholic schools, part of our public schools. We have these new accounts where parents can have more say in where the kids go to school for the better experience. Why is any of the innovation on public education, it seems to me it's viewed as an affront by, like, the NEA? What is the threat there? Is it about control? Am I overstating that?
Well, it has been the union bosses that have stood, and all of their allies in organizations that are sort of offshoots of the union activities, that have really stood in the way of families and kids having the options they need to get a great education. We are seeing that breaking down now in many places because, like I said, this last year has really laid bare what I've been talking about and working on for actually more than 30 years now,
right?
And that is that parents, families really need to be able to control and direct their kids' educational futures in ways that they haven't been able to for decades. We're seeing it happen, you know, in states like Florida, where choices have been in advanced for well over 20 years now and have continued to grow. There's been a lot more innovation even within the traditional system because now there's something to compare it to. There's a benchmark elsewhere.
Right, right.
And they are actually needing to demonstrate that they're the right answer for the kids that they serve. So giving every family more options is ultimately going to be good for all kids, regardless of what schools they and educational settings they ultimately choose.
Right, but even it's interesting. Recently, even in New Hampshire, the NEA locally, anytime the Republican legislature, and I only say that because there is a Republican majority, let's just say the legislature introduces any new grant, any new option for innovation for parents to have choice on school, the immediate response from the local NEA spokesperson is they, or the head of the NEA here, they call that defunding public schools. They go right to that. You know, this is about taking money out of public schools. I'm a fan of public education, but I'm a huge fan of our charter schools. I'm a huge fan of schools like Portsmouth Christian Academy in Dover, who, by the way, Secretary, you'll appreciate this. The last year and a half, Portsmouth Christian Academy, K through 12, stayed open for in-person learning the whole time, while many of our large public school districts were doing the hybrid remote model. It must have been different drinking water in Dover. But my point is, innovation in education should always be a good thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, and the resistance has been a desire to control and a desire to keep what they know and what they have under their control and under their purview. But the reality is that when we talk about education, it's about individual kids. And I like to use the metaphor of a backpack. Kids go to school every day with what they need for the day in their backpacks. We should be thinking metaphorically about attaching the resources, the funding for those kids' educations in that backpack for families to take to the setting that is best for their child. And that's what we should be focused on, not buildings or systems, but individual kids and doing what's right for each one of them.
Do you think in general the back-to-school protocols with the variant and some of the kids should be left to choices for the parents if they feel their kids should be wearing a mask, or should they be, you know, sort of nationally set that they're mandatory policies?
No, I think these are very much family parental decisions. And for some families or some parents who are very concerned about it and want their children to be wearing masks, good on them. That's great. They should have that option. But for those for whom that is not a priority and or does not work for their child, they should have that decision as well. And they should have the flexibility to make another choice if it's mandated in their assigned school.
Well, we appreciate you. Have a safe trip to Concord and enjoy your forum. And just in case there's national media there, you, in all due respect, you want to say Concord, not Concord. They'll tweak you on that. I'm just telling you how that goes.
Concord, got it. good Midwestern girl here needs to hear those important inflections.
And you notice I have not asked you, but I will, because we had someone you know, Mike Pompeo, on the show yesterday, who may be looking at the 2020-2024 presidential activity. He also has been up in New Hampshire quite a bit. You mentioned Florida. You look at Ron DeSantis, several others. Is it something you'd ever consider running for president?
Not at all, but I'm very happy to be working with the Club for Growth on this forum, and we're looking forward to other venues and other states to highlight this issue and to hear from Republican leaders across the country on what they would do from a national perspective to help advance freedom and choices for families in education.
We appreciate it. Safe flight and good forum. Thank you for joining us, Betsy DeVos, former U.S. Secretary of Education. Thank you.
Thanks, Jack. Appreciate it.